Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. A fourth term for Angela Merkel. The outcome seemed inevitable, at least according to the experts, right from the beginning of campaigning. Unusual results, however, have emerged in prominent elections for much of the last year, including both Britain and the U.S. But Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted. Peter Matuszek is head of the political analysis at the Berlin-based Forsa Institute.
The AfD will indeed be the first right-wing radical party who will make it into the federal parliament. Although, if you look at the history since 1949, we already had other right-wing radical parties on the regional level in different parliaments. But indeed, at the federal level, this would be the first time since the Second World War.
Merkel joins predecessors Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. Travelers to the U.S. from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban order signed by President Trump. U.S. officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with the U.S. Reaction to the Trump order from human rights organizations and other groups that work with immigrants was swift and largely negative. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, wounding at least three people. The Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting the attack. The Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Asipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops. This is VOA News.